I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic identifies a health problem and helps us deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, there's a lot of talk out there about gluten and how it can affect you. Many people are trying to avoid gluten for various different digestive issues, but there's actually a role in terms of gluten. There's a relationship between gluten and thyroid issues. So people with celiac disease is when people are actually genetically sensitive to gluten. These people actually are three times more likely to have a thyroid problem. So celiac disease can interfere with the absorption of nutrients, including iodine, which is an important nutrient for the thyroid. Now, not all people with gluten intolerance have celiac disease, and despite the long list of issues, about 60% of people with hypothyroidism actually aren't aware of it. So certainly if patients are having gluten sensitivity issues and they're also feeling a lot of fatigue and other low thyroid types of symptoms, one of the things people can do is actually check their thyroid.
So there's a culprit called gluten, and it's not just something that's hyped in the food market today. There's actually things you can do, and your body could be reacting negatively to gluten.
Oh, absolutely. And gluten, of course, we didn't mention this before, is the protein in wheat, and it's the part that makes the bread sticky and rise. So some people are sensitive to this, and some people are allergic to it, and some people are actually genetically sensitive to it, and those folks are celiac patients. But in any case, gluten can have, certainly if there's a lot of gas and bloating, it can interfere with the absorption of nutrients, in particularly iodine, for example. And so there's a role to play with regards to gluten and even thyroid issues in some people.
And do you test for this?
We can. We can certainly test thyroid. We can test for gluten sensitivity. And we can also test for celiac disease. And it's amazing. Some people are actually diagnosed with celiac actually much later in life than you would expect. Sometimes people are diagnosed when they're children. But I've had patients when they've been diagnosed into their 20s and 30s and 40s even.
So if someone is exhibiting symptoms and think that they might be gluten sensitive, they can call you and you can help them by testing for that. And you offer a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in your office. How do we reach you to get that?
They can call me at 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. Dr. Betty specializes in getting to the root of the problem and then helping you deal with it naturally. Ask your questions, get your answers, and find your best way to natural health. 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much.